Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, February the 9th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, talking of a lot of things going on in the world today. And one thing we want to make sure to get to is Janet Yellen is the Secretary of the Treasury, and this is historic because she's the first woman Secretary of Treasury.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you make of all this, Mary Ellen?
Well, I was very excited, and they called me from Treasury and wanted me to write the announcement, and I said, okay. I thought, well, this has got to be good, and I spent a lot of time on it, and so it turned out that it was released, and they told me they had 12 people working on the release. And it went out through the newsletter and through newspapers. I don't know. They were going to get back with me on what newspapers covered it. But I heard from some people I hadn't heard from in years. Dino DeConcini, he was head of the savings bond department, and contacted me and one of the other savings bond people that was head of the New York area got in touch with me. So it was good to hear from people.
What in that announcement was it important for you to convey?
Well, it was very important that first time we've had a woman Secretary of the Treasury, and I said that when a woman gets a special position like that, it gives us all courage, and it does. It gives women courage to try something that maybe they wouldn't normally try to do, and that's important. We need courage, yeah, and it's courage is hard when you're a woman.
When the introduction or the call came for you to do this, did they say why they wanted you to do it?
Well, because they thought of me first as the I wasn't, you know, by far the only woman. There was a lot of women before me that were U.S. treasurers. It started with Truman had the first woman treasurer, but they wanted me to do it because they thought I would do a good job. Is what they said, yeah.
When you look, well, first of all, for people who don't understand, what is the difference between the Secretary of Treasury and Treasurer of the United States?
A lot of people don't understand that. I had to explain that a lot. The Secretary of the Treasury is over everything. And it was different then than it is now, because when the Homeland Security came out, there was about four different departments went with the Homeland Security instead of Treasury, one of them being Secret Service, and of course the alcohol, tobacco, and what is it, alcohol, ATF, firearms, yeah. And let's see, I forget the other two, but yeah, this the man that was Secretary of the Treasury went to, I think it was Africa, and lost about a third of his department while he was there. I think it was McNeil. Does that sound right?
I think it might be.
Yeah, yeah. But as I said, the Secretary of the Treasury is over everything. The Treasurer is over two bureaus, the Mint and the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and is responsible for the money, Yeah, right. That's what I worked with. I manufactured money. I said, it's a wonderful job. And I do it legally. And Secretary of the Treasury, when I was there, I worked under three different people. First was Lloyd Benson, and then was Bob Rubin, who was with Goldman Sachs. A lot of them came from Wall Street. And then Larry Summers, he had been in positions at Treasury, and he had two uncles that had won the Nobel Peace Prize. And they were all very different to work for. Janet Yellen is so qualified. I mean, to have all the experience she had with the Federal Reserve. I mean, she was over the Federal Reserve in California, and then she was over the whole thing, all the Federal Reserve till 2018, I believe. But she was the first woman in her class. Where'd she go to? Was it to Yale? I can't find it. But anyway, think about being the only woman in a class, and it would be difficult. But anyway, the fact that a woman had been treasurer for all those years, the first one had been I'm forgetting my words this morning. I can't remember. She was head of the bank in Missouri, and her father had been head of the bank, so that's how she got the job under Truman. And then they had Hispanic women. Some of them were Hispanic, and all women from Truman on. And so, anyway, it was fun to be involved. I'm still very involved in the Historical Society at Treasury, and I'm on the committee raising money for the new museum they're working on that had been a bank, but now it's going to be the Alexander Hamilton Museum. Hmm. Yeah.
Now, what type of things go on? What was a typical day like for you when you were in office?
Well, I did a lot of travel. I was also in charge of the savings bonds. And, I mean, I marketed the savings bonds. And I would meet regularly with the head of the Mint and the head of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. And it was just a lot of meetings. We were working on the redesign of the currency when I first went in, and that was an enormous job. You can't imagine the number of meetings I sat through for that.
Turned out okay, though.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. That was the difference. The federal government took so long to do anything compared to what state government. Of course, I was a captain of my ship in state government, and in the federal government, I wasn't. But I said, you know, they're taking care of things for the whole country. They have to be sure before they do anything. So you went all over everything six times, you know.
How many hours would you say you put in a week?
Oh, I put in enormous hours. I would be coming home at all hours of the night, and they expect me there in the morning, you know. I remember sleeping there a few times because I didn't want to go. I couldn't get home. The door would be shut, and they realized that I was there. I had a Davenport in my office that I would sleep on once in a while at night. But There was another treasurer like that. Francis Spinner slept there to guard the vaults.
When you were getting ready to leave that position in January of 2021,
yeah.
What was your last day like?
Oh, it wasn't much fun. I was so sad. I was so upset. It was when Al Gore almost won. Actually, he did win. And I still think of it that way. Yeah, it was, they were getting my things ready for the, to put in history. And I was trying to get all my things gathered up, and the Secret Service, I couldn't get a truck to take my things out on the day they said I had to leave, which was the 19th. And the Secret Service said they'd look after it until I could get it out of there. So, and they did. Yeah, and I kept finding things. I went back a couple more times, kept finding things I'd left.
When you would go out at that time and would give speeches...
I gave lots of speeches. Oh, that's all I did, yeah.
Was there an important point that you wanted to make when you gave a speech?
Well, they told me the only thing they wanted me to remember was to try to get people to save money. And so I would put that in my speeches, but then I realized I didn't think I was getting anywhere with it, so I thought, I'm going to talk to school children. So I started visiting schools. I'd visit about 3 schools wherever I went to give a speech and talk to the children and tell them that they should save money and they should live a good life because they never knew when they were going to have an opportunity come along that they might be treasurer of the United States. And they would listen to me. They were impressed with me because I had my name on the money. That impressed them terribly.
You know, it's funny, just the other day, and we talked about this when you were here on your birthday last October, and I think everybody in the room, from the superintendent of Marion City Schools to the mayor, in Marion, to this day, you look at the money. If you see an old bill,
yeah.
if you see the smaller head, you look at the money to see whose signature's on there. And the other day, it was funny, because I was in the grocery store, and I saw an old 20. And I looked at it, and it had your signature on it.
Oh, okay.
It did. And, of course, I'm looking at it while transactions are going on. And the next guy in line came up to me, and he said, "Do you collect money?" And I said, it didn't dawn on me that he had seen me doing this.
Yeah.
And I said, no, not really. I'm thinking, why is he asking me this? And he said, "Well, I saw how you were looking at that money." And I said, no. I was looking at the signature, and it was your signature. How many 20s do you think are still in circulation?
Well, you know, there's quite a few. They're all in bad shape, probably. There's a lot of 50s. There's more 50s than there are hundreds, because people don't like 50s very well. They're afraid they're going to have a 20. They think it's a 20 sometimes when it's a 50. We had a little trouble with that, but yeah.
Have you kept a lot of the money that had your signature on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have quite a collection. In fact, well, and Norman was so excited about it that he got the whole set of bills that had our birth dates on them. His birth date and my birth date and the serial number. And then I remember I had money in my desk when we had our fire at Treasury, and they had to take all the furniture out of my office, and I wasn't there. And it was amazing. I thought whoever did this was an honest person, because I had quite a bit of money in my drawers there.
When you look at it, because you're in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more money than anybody else, when you look at that and see your signature, I mean, I know what I think when I see your signature there. What do you think when you see your own signature?
Oh, I like to see it, yes. Yeah, yeah, I'm still signing money.
Yeah.
Yeah, people come to my door with money still, and I get it in the mail. And it's usually a young child that's collecting. I mean, in the mail, it'll be from all over. And I was at a antique place the other day that had bills. They didn't have any of mine. I looked to see if they had any of mine. I asked them if they had any Mary Ellen Withrows. Of course, they had no idea who I was, you know. And they said, no, they didn't have any. But the thing that people remember about that, it's a visual for them. And that's the difference between other jobs in the federal government and this. This was there and people saw it and can remember it, where somebody else could have been in some other position that isn't visible and they can't remember what they did. And it's I just always thought about that, how it's important to have something that's visual for people to remember. Yeah.
A big change we think is coming to the money now. Now the story on this was in 2015, President Obama said he wanted to put a woman for the first time on a bill. And it was decided that it was going to be Harriet Tubman, and it was going to happen in 2020 because that was the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. I think was it a presidential election? Because they had gotten the right to vote, I think, the year before. But that was the first presidential election they had voted in.
Harding.
Right, 20, yeah. So 2020.
Well, actually, it was Rosie Riaz, the Treasurer of the United States under Obama, that did that.
She put it in motion.
Yeah, she put it in motion. Yeah.
So it was put in motion 5-6 years ago to be done last year. And when President Trump came in, he shut that down, or his treasurer shut that down for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But now Biden has already said that he wants to get this going again, mm-hmm. that he wants to get Harriet Tubman on there. What do you make of on the 20?
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me, really. She had a wonderful, she did a lot of good. I mean, I agree with that. But the reason the men were put on there in the beginning was because the people that came to our country could recognize who they were. They put things on the bills to recognize so they'd know what the money was. And to have a woman on there, it has to be a woman that's no longer living. And I don't know. I didn't hear that they were finally going to do it. I saw them say something, but I didn't catch it the other day. So they're really going to do it, are they?
Well, I think they're moving toward it. I guess the White House will resume the Obama-era push to put Harriet Tubman's image on the $20 bill. White House Press Secretary Jen... How do you say her last name?
Is Yellen?
It begins with a P, the press secretary. She's on every day giving the...
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she's doing a good job.
Yeah, P-S-A-K-I.
P-S...
I'm not sure how she...
Saka.
Is it Saka?
I think. Yeah, Saka.
She said that recently. She said the Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes, she said in response to a reporter's question during the daily briefing. It's important that our money reflects the history and diversity of our country and Harriet Tubman's image. Gracing the new $20 bill note would certainly reflect that. So I guess it's in motion.
Uh-huh.
In motion, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that works. They haven't changed anybody for so long on the bills, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Yeah.
If you were there, would you be in favor of something like this?
I don't know. I kind of like looking at it the way it is. You know, I'm used to it, and yeah.
Is it important? Because we talk about it. We talk about Janet Yellen being the first Secretary of Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman runs for something, we mm-hmm. say it's the first woman. Is it important to have a woman on the money?
Well, it isn't important to me. I don't know whether it's important to other people or not, but I don't know that that is anything that I would be fighting for.
Is Harriet Tubman, certainly who's done good things, of all the women who are no longer living, would she have been your choice?
No.
No.
You know who I'd put on there?
Who's that?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Very popular woman.
Yeah.
You know, Eleanor Roosevelt got flack in her day for things she did.
Yes, yes.
As First Lady.
Yeah.
Do you liken her a lot to Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Hillary wanted to be like her. Yeah.
Have there ever been any First Ladies like those two?
No, not that I know of.
Even for all the popularity that Michelle Obama has,
mm-hmm.
do you think some of that comes from the fact that she really doesn't get involved in
yeah.
issues?
Yeah. She has a way about her. She didn't like politics. That's something that you should if you're going to be in it. And she was really, she didn't care for it. And Eleanor Roosevelt, I think, was perfect in politics. And Hillary was perfect in politics. Very few of the, my gosh, Melania, you didn't even know she was there. What did she do? Tore up the rose garden. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because Michelle Obama was certainly a popular first lady. Barbara Bush became more popular than her husband
yeah.
by the time that was over.
Yeah.
But yet people like Hillary and Eleanor Roosevelt and even Nancy Reagan were not well liked.
No.
Because they did have, they were doing things. They
yeah. Yeah.
they inserted their opinion.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's such a big issue? That if a woman, if a first lady inserts her opinion, we must dislike her?
We don't want her to do anything. We just want her to be there.
Well, do you think...
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Well, and Jackie Kennedy...
She did a lot. She did the history.
And I think people liked her.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
did she get past that where others didn't?
I don't know, but she worked on the history and brought things out of the attic or wherever they were that hadn't been shown, and she really did it right. Yeah, she knew her history.
You know, we've talked about, I think you had said in the past that Franklin Roosevelt is your favorite
yeah.
president.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the worst?
Well, I think we just had him.
He was the worst. Now, prior to President Trump, because he's on everybody's mind, but prior to him, who would you have said?
Well, probably Harding.
Yeah. Harding, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't you think?
Historians seem to feel that way.
Well, and Nixon and Harding and Trump, they all fall into a bad situation there.
Do you think Nixon has been able to rehabilitate himself? What I notice is when they do, and we'll get a list, I think next week, usually around President's Day, of the greatest presidents, Nixon now fares better than George W. Bush.
Really?
He seems to.
Well, George started two wars. I mean, we have to remember that.
Do you think Nixon somewhere is saying, after this Trump presidency, I should have just stayed in there. I should have just hung it in. But you know, I think that maybe he should have just stayed.
Yeah. You look at all this. I mean, you don't give them an inch, you know. that's the way they operate.
Do you think, because we talked about this during the break, if you talk to anybody who's met a number of presidents, they all say Bill Clinton was the smartest. You know Bill Clinton. You were under him, appointed under him. What made him that way? Was it because he was a Rhodes Scholar? Was it because he was a personable guy? Was it because he understood the world? What makes him the smartest?
Well, I don't know. Any topic you talked to him about, he knew about it.
Yeah.
I mean, before I would go see him, I would really try to bone up on everything I should know.
Well, when you walk in to see a president, yeah. What's that like?
Well, it's nervous time.
Yeah. Now, does he know about you? Does he inquire? He does.
Yes. When he saw me and when he was in Delaware campaigning for Hillary, and he saw me, and he was so, he said, "How are you?" And my daughter was so smitten with all of this, she forgot to take pictures.
So no picture.
No, they took a picture, and nobody admit they got it. I can't get it. Oh. Somebody's got it, you know, won't give it up. But he was so friendly, and so was, I saw Celeste that same time. And they're so alike. Clinton and Celeste were so alike.
You know, it reminds me now, and I think I have this story right, but when Hillary, the one time she came to Marion over at the Harding Hotel,
yeah,
it came in kind of secretly.
Yeah, right.
You were called.
I was in Florida.
But they had called you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And told you she was coming.
Yeah.
And they wanted you to come.
Yeah.
And you were in Florida.
Yeah, and my daughter, somehow, I didn't give her the message. She was kind of mad at me because I didn't get the message to her so she could be there. Yeah, it was one of those situations where, you know, you get this text and you don't react to it. You just let it go by because you're not there.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you get an invite like that, do you think, darn, I'm in Florida?
Yeah.
This would be
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd kind of like to be in Florida right now. It's so darn cold out there.
it's an interesting time here in February.
It's so cold, and it's not going to give up for a while, they said.
Yeah, I guess a couple weeks we're going to be like
this. Yeah, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Now, it's been brutal the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
First the snow, and now the cold, and the pandemic still goes on. So we talked about the vaccinations last time. Have things... No side effects, no problems.
Nothing, nothing. I feel I'm building antibodies at this moment. And hopefully on Friday I will have all my antibodies I need.
When this was going on at its height and there was no vaccine, how worried were you about it?
Oh, I didn't go anywhere, and I did see my family once in a while, but we were very careful. I sure didn't want to get it, you know. I have to take care of Norman, and it's important that I keep healthy.
Yeah. How do you look at this time? It never has happened in anybody's lifetime.
No. Well, I look at a lot of movies. I'm taping a lot of movies and old movies usually. Yeah.
Want to talk a little bit about the presidency of Bill Clinton? When we look back at it, because President's Day is next week, when we look back at it, how do you look at it? It was a good time for you, but how do you think the country looks at the Bill Clinton presidency?
Well, I don't think they feel that he wasn't a good president. I really think they realize that he was a good president. Some people feel more strongly about it than others are affected by, you know, Monica and all that. It's something that doesn't bother me anymore. It bothered me at the time. I can remember going to the senior staff meeting, and the Secretary of the Treasury was said that, you know, he's got his mind on his job, he's doing his job, and we're all sitting there and listening to this and thinking, well, good, you know, because we're wondering what in the heck's going on too. But then when I would go out and speak to the school children, they'd want to know, did I meet the president? And I said, well, yes, he appointed me. And they'd go, you know, you'd hear that intake. And I said, you know, I wish he could hear that. He should be able to hear that, because it really was, all the feelings were out there. But I think that now people have kind of given up on it a little bit.
23 years later, and however long he lives, and we hope everybody lives a good long life, but when he goes, it's a big deal when a president leaves us, dies.
Yeah, right.
Is that going to be in the first paragraph?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that probably will be, yeah.
We know Kennedy had affairs. Mm-hmm. We know Eisenhower had affairs.
Right.
We know Johnson had affairs.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about Clinton's that was so detrimental?
Well, and Harding had affairs.
Harding had affairs.
And his was in the White House, too.
It was.
It's in the closet.
In the closet.
So, I mean, you know, let's just remember a few things here, you know.
But what about, I mean, we still to this day know her name. People usually the mistress.
Her life was ruined.
Her life was ruined.
Yeah, she won't be able to get anywhere without somebody knowing who she is.
Now, was that fair? Because he's been able to go on. Hillary's been able to go on.
Well,
she hasn't.
That's what happens. I mean, she got the blame, you know.
Why do you think she got the blame?
I don't know.
When you were...
I think she promoted it, really.
When you were looking at that, because you were there.
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
In Washington at the time.
Yeah.
When this is going on, and we find out that he did lie about having the affair, how did you feel? Because that's what he got, and people forget that sometime. What he got in trouble for was lying under oath that he'd had a relationship with her. That part, just that part of it, that he went on television, I didn't have relations with that woman, and we find out he did. The lying, did that bother you?
Not really, because that's what men do. They lie. About things like that.
So you were not surprised.
I was not surprised.
Now, with all, because this had been following Bill Clinton, not Monica Lewinsky, but we had heard about Jennifer Flowers.
Oh, yeah. And well, back in the beginning, when he wanted me to support him, I didn't support him until he picked Al Gore. I said, if he's good enough for Al Gore, he's good enough for me.
When... Before Monica, because that became the big one. But everybody heard the rumors about Jennifer Flowers and Juanita, what's her name? But there were several others.
Yeah.
Did you believe the rumors?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did, because I knew about him. I had inside information.
So you knew he had done some things.
Yeah, right.
Did that, as a woman, bother you that you knew that he had done this?
Yeah. I said I didn't decide to support him until he picked Al Gore.
Have you ever figured out what it was about him that caused that?
No, I never figured it. It's just a weakness he had, you know.
A lot of people talk about he and Hillary's marriage, which still exists today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they stuck together, yeah.
What's your nearest conclusion as to why that is, if he's had all these extramarital...
Well, she wasn't happy about it, I know that, but no, they've stayed together, and Al Gore and his wife are separated. That's what I always found fascinating. He's never divorced her, but he's been separated from her, said she didn't want to travel, and I thought, shoot, I would have traveled. I mean, I couldn't understand why she didn't, you know. They have four children, and I just never figured that out.
When we look at Bill Clinton the person, what's his greatest characteristic and his worst characteristic?
Well, his greatest characteristic was his personality, and his worst was being involved with different women. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think he thought that it would not.
Oh, yeah, you think you'll never catch up with it. Yeah.
It's, and to this day, books have been written on it.
Yeah.
Books.
Yeah.
But it hurt Hillary, too.
Yeah, sure it did.
In all her...
They blamed her for staying with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found that to be kind of sad, you know. Yeah.
Hillary is still around, and she'll hopefully live a long life. But she's not seen as... Well, will she go down as a great figure in history or a tragic figure?
Oh, I think she'll go down as a great figure because she ran for the first time for president. That'll put her up there. Yeah.
When we look at people today, like our vice president, Kamala Harris, could she have done that had it not been for Hillary Clinton?
I think she could have. She's a strong woman. I don't know. I'm guessing, but I think she could have.
What do you make of that? It has been overshadowed because of the pandemic and what happened with the election.
Yeah.
But we have a female vice president.
Right.
This has never happened.
Right.
How big a deal is this?
Well, I remember Geraldine Ferraro, and I remember, what's her name from Alaska? What was
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Those were the two vice presidential people before. I think Kamala Harris is going to be a strong politician. She'll hold her own.
There was something, though, about Sarah Palin, too. Not to the degree of President Trump, but there was something people liked about her.
It was her bravado. I mean, she could give a speech. She was good. If you can give a good speech, and that's something that George W. Bush couldn't do. He couldn't give a good speech. And neither could his father. He couldn't do a full sentence. And but he was a good president, I think. I mean, his father, but I don't think George W. was. It's strange what characteristics you look for in a president.
Who is the greatest female politician in your mind?
Well, that takes some thought. There's been some really good ones. I think Eleanor Roosevelt still is number one up there. How she worked with her husband after what he did to her. I mean, she had six children and did that, and then she would work with him to get things accomplished, and they worked it out. I mean, it was amazing.
You know, when you really look at that, as we approach President's Day, it is strange. If you look at the last 15 presidents, who have all been men, the majority, pretty much, I don't have it written down here, but they've had extramarital affairs, and we all know about them. Why is that? Why, President of the United States, you are married, you are on the world stage, why do that?
Yeah. Well, I don't think Nixon did.
Or Truman. There's never really...
No, Truman and Carter. No, Carter didn't either.
Carter?
No.
W. Bush and Bush Sr. really don't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, you think? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, we'll put them in column B at this particular point. Now, Reagan, I don't know about.
Oh, yes.
Reagan, too?
I think so.
We'll put Reagan there.
Yeah.
Obama, we don't think did.
No.
Okay.
No.
And we don't know that Biden has.
No, I don't think so.
So.
Well, we're into dangerous territory.
I know, we're getting into the tabloid version here.
We're getting into the nitty-gritty.
But, you know, it does beg the question, why? Just because they can? Is it power? What is that?
I don't know, but I think power has something to do with it. Does it happen before they have the power? They're getting to the highest job in the world.
But, you know, there's never been a divorce from a first lady.
No, but the reason didn't get to be president was because of his divorce. Right now I can't say his name, but you would know who it is if I said. I can't think of it. But he was way up there, and he couldn't, because of his divorce, he couldn't run. He was a Republican. I think his father was in railroads.
Trying to think of who that would have been.
It's not there. I can't. I'm having a few days here. I'm still trying to think what the first U.S. treasurer's. She was. It's bothering me. Let's get off that subject.
Let me ask you this, not about affairs, but when you are in Washington, I wonder, because they talk about Washington as being a very gossipy town.
Well, it wasn't as far as I was concerned. Nobody was telling me anything new. Yeah.
Well, do people not? You know, just affairs, but do people come and say, well, you know, this person's doing this and this person is involved with this group? And
I did not have anything like that happening to me. There's this woman that wrote books, Kitty somebody.
Oh, yeah, Kitty.
Yeah,
I met her.
Yeah, I met her at an event, and she was the only one that was doing any damage to anybody, that I knew.
We talked last time about term limits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe there's any office, local, state, or national, that should not have term limits?
No, I think they all should have term limits. Yeah. Maybe the coroner doesn't have to have a term limit.
If he likes that job, let him stay.
Yeah, let him have it.
Let him have that job for a while.
Dog catcher.
Yeah, dog catcher. They do what they do.
Yeah.
You know, how much time did you spend running for the next term? You win an election, you get in the job. How much time do you immediately have to commit to running again?
Well, they were limiting the state treasurer, all the state offices, to two terms while I was in my third term. And you're constantly thinking about your record. I mean, there's nothing more important to you than your record. And anything that was going to come up that was going to be a problem, you tried to get it corrected right away. And because it's constantly on your mind that you want things to run properly.
How do you see this impeachment trial going?
I don't think it's going to amount to much the way it sounds. Nobody's telling the truth. You know, it's kind of sad to think that people can stand up, and they were trying to kill people and they don't even admit it, you know.
When we look at the state of Ohio right now, is it just going to be hard for Democrats to win here at this point in time?
It depends on the Democrat. I still think there's plenty of opportunity out there. We'll see what happens. But politics is, it can go this way and it can go that way. I mean, you're never sure. You get the right person running, you're going to win. Yeah.
And when you look, because there's always this term of liberal media, and there's so much media now, internet and cable.
Think about Dodds got fired from Fox.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Gone.
Yes. Talk about the media I mean, that was a shocker, and it was all due to money. The lawsuit. That'll do it. Yep.
When you were in office, now this is, cable news was just coming in big at that point. There really no internet back then.
No.
How did you deal with the media?
We were interviewed a lot by the media. When I became U.S. Treasurer, they were always asking me questions that the secretary should answer, and because they'd get things mixed up. I mean, you know, they didn't know who was responsible for what. And so that was the biggest thing when I was U.S. Treasurer. But when I was state treasurer, I got along great with the media. We had... this guy came and lived in my office that was trying to find something wrong, and he couldn't do anything about it. He was there for 6 months.
Now, do you remember what news source he was from?
No, I don't. I know he went back to work at the electric company, but I can't tell you right now what the news source was, but it was one of the main ones.
When you were in Washington, what was your relationship like with the Ohio media?
Well, the Columbus paper still followed me. And of course, Marion Star did too. But the Marion Star was always calling me about anything, and. The Secret Service had told me they didn't want me to talk to anybody about. The kids were taking dollar bills and copying on a copy machine, and it was a big thing while I was in the U.S. Treasury, and the Secret Service didn't want me to talk to the press, so I didn't talk to the Marion Star, and they were very upset and stayed that way for a long time. It's okay now.
Fences were mended.
Yeah.
People came and went.
Yeah.
Final question today. Was there ever anything, because it's hard to see things written about yourself that aren't pleasant. Mm-hmm. Was there ever anything written about you that was just...
Yes.
What was something that pops in your head immediately that you thought, boy, that was just not pleasant to see?
Well, I think I've blocked them out.
That happens after a while.
Yeah. Why talk about it? No, there was things, but you'd see. Well, when somebody was running against me, I'd go outside and walk around the house and think I never did that, and try to get it out of my system, and that's about what I would do. I nothing else you can do.
Well, Mary Ellen, it is always a pleasure to have you in. 2 hours always flies by when you come in.
Oh, good.
It goes right by. And should mention that there are two schools named in this area, Marion City Schools for Mary Ellen. And that is the first time on two accounts, number one, that a school's ever been named for a woman, so that's a piece of history, and number two, a living person, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think that's been disputed yet.
Yeah.
Are the signs up yet?
No, I don't think so. I haven't talked to them. They might be up, but I don't think they are. Somebody would have said something. But I'm so honored that they did that, and we'll watch for the signs.
We'll watch for the signs. Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States,
yeah.
Here in the Mary Ellen, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Oh, it's always fun to be here.
It's great. Stay tuned for more programming. Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today, and the Adam the Computer Guy show at 2:10. We're coming back with much more here on WWGH Radio. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH and anywhere in the world.